This episode of Backlog Eternal is brought to you by BetterHell. Has stress and the weight of the world really come crashing down on you lately? Do you find yourself hanging just by a thread and drinking too much vodka and taking too many mushrooms, where you spiral into a terrible anxiety trip and delete your Discord? Well, I have the answer. It's BetterHell. BetterHell is an app where our team will match you up with a far less unfortunate person who will literally make you check yourself and realize your life isn't all that bad. Is your wife and boss breathing down your neck? Well, how about a text from a Syrian mother who sold her twin daughters into slavery to support her forced heroin addiction? Yeah, I guess you ain't got it that bad now, do ya? Sign up now with coupon code GETOVERIT and get access to the most miserable people on earth. BetterHell, because you do not have the monopoly on sorrow. Now, on with the show. Friends, this is Backlog Eternal, and I'm your host, B. Ross. So the theme for this episode was black sheep games, meaning the weirdest or just most different entry in a game series. And the community voted Road Rash 64. So I played it, I completed it, and I'm ready to tell you how I feel. So let's go. First time I ever played Road Rash was surprisingly on the 3DO. So hear me out. A long, long time ago, in the early 90s, a relative of mine came across a large sum of money, and they decided to buy the most expensive everything at the time. So they bought a 3DO, and when I'd go visit them in the summer, I would get to sit down with the system and play all these different games, and they had this Road Rash game on there. Now, I know the game existed before on the Genesis. I think even the Master System had a version, but the first time I played it was on the 3DO, and I can tell you, I thought it was incredible, and the music blew me away. Now, shoot later, you know, after the 3DO, I played it on, you know, the Genesis. I played it, I think, on the PlayStation shortly, and then eventually on the 64. But I don't have a really strong memory of playing this game in my past. So when I revisited this game, it felt very foreign, and I really could not drum up a memory, but I just know it existed. I remember the black N64 cartridge. Let me give you a little history, though. of just the series itself. Road Rash is a motorcycle racing video game created by Electronic Arts in which the player participates in violent illegal street races. The series started on the Sega Genesis, Mega Drive, and the Master System, and was released on various other systems over the years. The game's title is based on the slang term for the severe friction burns that occur when you fall off a motorcycle, wherein your skin comes in contact with the ground at high speed. I mean, I'm sure I don't have to tell you that, but there are 7 total games in the series. The first 3 were exclusive to the Genesis. A CD remake of the first game was released on 3DO, also on Sega CD, Saturn, Windows, and the PlayStation. I think that's one of the most famous ones because that really awesome soundtrack. Then Road Rash 64 was the first of the series to appear on a Nintendo console, with Road Rash Jailbreak eventually being ported to the Game Boy Advance later on. The Road Rash 64 is definitely the black sheep because it was completely created from the ground up by a totally different team. It was developed by Pacific Coast Power and Light, which to me sounds like, I don't know, an energy company, but I don't know. And it was published by THQ instead of EA for the Nintendo 64. This game in particular is the 5th of the 6 entries and the only entry to ever be created by THQ. And also the only Road Rash game to be released on the N64. So, with all that said, I jumped into the game and I played it on actual hardware. And I mean, if you take one look at this game, it's got all that Road Rash kind of vibe. It's got that feeling. It's got that energy. And then you start the game and you go, holy shit, this is ugly. It is honestly a awful looking game, even for the Nintendo 64 standards. It's got the draw distance is foggy and terrible. The polygon characters are kind of barely figure out what they look like. But you know, eventually after sinking many hours into it, this style definitely grew on me and I kind of appreciated it. The game is also chock full of many, many modes. There is 38 levels total in the big game mode, which is pretty much story mode, with 16 more levels unlocked after you complete the game the first time, which also opens up like a scooter where you're riding scooters instead of motorcycles, and something called Insanity, which is just like a crazier difficulty. And the multiplayer actually was pretty in depth. I don't believe you're able to play up to 4 players, but I do know that the multiplayer modes were very fruitful. They had like Thrash. They had one that's like laps. You're just doing laps. They had one called Ped Hunt, and it's pedestrian. So it stands for. They have a death match. They have something called Tag. The levels are different from the game. Like they have a figure 8 level. They have an acid bath that has like acid in the level. They have like your one level, you're in a sewer. There's a figure 4. There's a dirt track. There's a lot to the multiplayer that I found also pretty in depth. So right out the gate, the game offers you a lot. Now I played and completed this game on the big game mode. And right out the gate, you get to choose kind of your faction. You got your different like biker gangs. I, of course, went with like the guy who looks like Hulk Hogan and just your classic biker riding hogs, cranking hogs, you know. Then you have kind of like a speed, more, you know, like the typical, I don't know, Ducati racer kind of bike gang that has like the full helmet and all that. The gangs are, I think the only thing about the gangs is during your gameplay, you're able to pay entry into one of the gangs. And when you're racing, because they're all on the screen with you, they're up to 11, 12 players or other racers will be in the levels with you. Sometimes it's like only 7, but it's crazy because they kind of change it up, and I'll get to that later. But if your fellow bike, so say you're in the biker gang and you start the race, the bikers that are also in that race with you won't mess with you. They won't hit you. They won't do anything. And you can just like clobber them if you want. So that was kind of an interesting take. I think it's funny because really this game boils down to just being hilarious. This is a really, really funny game. And it's funny in a very entertaining way. as I progressed through the big game mode, I found that like your goal is to get at least third place in each race. If you get third place, you win prize money, and then you have to have a certain amount of prize money to upgrade your bike. And when you upgrade your bike, you can go on to the next set of races. So that I think is a great, it's a good challenge, because if you don't like get third place, you only get points for doing like weird stuff, like punching people or making people wreck or running over pedestrians or like messing with cops, which I think is kind of funny. But there's a lot of things that can happen during the race that will work against your total money. And I did find myself resetting the game a lot because of this. For instance, if you are knocked off your bike by a police officer, you are immediately busted and arrested, and you have to pay bail money out of your total money. If your motorcycle is the health bar, which you're given, is goes all the way down from anybody else hitting you or you running into things or crashing, your bike is wrecked and you have to pay a lot of money to get it repaired. That also comes out of your total. So you actually have to get good in this game. But fortunately for us, getting good in this game is some of the most fun I've ever had in an N64 game. And I'm not kidding you. I streamed myself playing many hours of this game on the Super Garbage Day YouTube channel, and I was having a blast. I mean, the game is so funny, and I appreciate the fact that I think the game is self-aware, knowing that it's really ugly and janky, but they did put all of their time and effort into the physics engine. It just seems like that's where it all went. And that was a good move, because I would take that any day over the game looking better and performing worse. And the physics engine is really like the star of the show here, because when you wreck or when other people wreck, it can be like crazy highlight reel hilarity. And sometimes you have these gigantic pileups or just things happen that are so ridiculous. You might even like, you're able, oh man, I'm getting ahead of myself, but I'm so excited about this part of the game. You can pop a wheelie with a certain button. So if you hit a car oncoming or hitting a car from behind, it'll launch you in the air without wrecking you. Otherwise, you're getting smashed and you can either fly straight up in the air or fly backwards or any direction while your motorcycle flies another direction. Your opponents can be hit by your motorcycle and go crashing. You can have like complete pileups during the game that are so funny, and I think make it really fair. Another really strong point in this game is that it is one of the most fair racing games I've ever played, because you can crash bad. You could be going the wrong way for a good time, and you can still catch up to the other racers because they're just as bad at racing as you are. You will watch them just eat crap all the time. They're not that great. And I like that fairness. That also comes with the other rubber band problem. If you're way in the front, they will catch up, but sometimes they don't. Sometimes they just keep wrecking or they get busted. And the same rules that apply to you apply to them. So if they get busted by the cops, they're out of the race. Or if they wreck their motorcycle too much, they're done. So when you cross the finish line, it'll tell you, oh, these people wrecked or like are disqualified from the race. I thought that was awesome. And the game changes up a lot of the rules as you continue. Ultimately, the game takes place on one island. So you primarily feel like you're racing on, I don't know, like three or four sceneries, you know, but they change with like angles and distance. And sometimes you'll just have a lot of sharp turns. Some tracks they'll put a ridiculous amount of cops, and you find yourself like getting first or second place because everybody else got busted. Some levels have zero police, so you don't even have to worry about it at all. But most levels have a mixture of a couple cops and what have you. And I thought that was a good break in, and keeping it fresh. The game was well paced, and I was really, really extremely surprised and delighted by that. You also get your money's worth when you're playing the game, and it feels really good. You do feel that sense of progression really good as you get more and more first places, you upgrade your bike. And what else comes with this progression, of course, are the weapons, because as you're playing the game, another big standout in this game is that you have weapons and you can get more weapons, and there's power-ups sprinkled throughout the levels, like damage multipliers or wrenches that'll repair your bike's health, or just straight up weapons that you haven't got yet. Because one thing that happens whenever you upgrade your bike is you get access to a new weapon. And they go up, like you start off with like spiked clubs or a tire iron or a bat. And then you go to like a pool cue and then like a sledgehammer. And then my favorite of the game, the taser, because when you tase somebody, they start convulsing and they can't control their bike for like 3 seconds. So you can just tase somebody and they'll just go straight, drive straight into like a wall, or they'll drive straight into a car or luckily a cop, and then they're out of the race. It's great. It adds another level of hilarity and some kind of just wacky strategy to the game. And I really enjoy that, because even though the power-ups to me seemed like they were placed in some odd areas, I was glad they were there, because if you get like a 2-time damage multiplier, you don't really even need the 4-time. The 2-time's enough. You're pretty much one-shotting everybody with whatever weapon you have at that point. But I think the downside of that, though, is that it doesn't last very long, and I wish it was just, I don't know. The game's already wacky, so that some of those multipliers aren't worth like going off the beaten path to get, just for it to run out before you get to the opponents. And that was something that I thought was not well implemented, but I'm glad they're still there, because there were times when I just accidentally found like a wrench power up and it fixed my bike. And I was like, okay, I can wreck 6 more times and be fine. So, but it's just a game that knows it's fun and it knows what it is. It's very self-aware. It is so entertaining, because you find yourself going from just being absolutely annihilated to barely winning the race and watching your opponents just wreck right before you get to that finish line, and vice versa. Also, you know, you're winning. Your characters will do these like winning animations that I think they were trolling us, the developers, when they made these, because one of them just looks like your guy's spazzing out, and you're supposed to be him, like, I don't know, like waving his hands, but it looks like he's trying to beat his chest and throw his hands in the air. He just looks like he got hit by lightning. I don't know, but it's really funny. And I think this game, everything was put into the fun factor. I think they knew that it was going to look bad, because they couldn't fit this really, really tight physics engine into the N64's hardware with it also looking like, I don't know, F-Zero, you know? So it's clear that that was where all of the attention was paid. I also played it with and without the expansion pack, and I didn't really see much of a difference, to be honest. I think the draw distance got a little more improved, but it didn't feel like there was much of a change. So it's not really required. Another thing I want to bring up about this game that's another strong point is its music. It's got this Tony Hawk-esque kind of soundtrack of like 5-6 songs, but they really fit. They've got like a weird Sugar Ray song that sounds like more punk rock. And it's not that bad. I really think the music in the game, even though it's kind of repetitive because it's not very many tracks, but they're actual songs. And that blew me away, too, because this is N64. It's not known for its musical sound chip capabilities. So they also fit that in there. And I had to appreciate that. You know, this game blew me away. I'm going to be honest with you. It blew me away. I did not expect to not just really like this game, but I love this game. This game is in the top 10 N64 games. I mean, I would rate Road Rash 64, honestly, a 9 out of 10. Almost like, I can't say 10 out of 10, but it's definitely a 9 out of 10. It is definitely a hidden gem. This is by far one of the best racing games that I have ever played. And this is coming from a non-racing game fan. So the beauty behind Road Rash 64 is the cool physics engine with partially 3D graphics, yet it has like insanely fun combat and situations that happen in every race that are different. I mean, you could be driving and then suddenly you see 3 opposing bikers get crushed by an 18-wheeler, and one of the guys goes flying and gets hit or ran over by the other bikers, which sends their bike into another biker, and the hilarity behind the physics engine just makes this whole thing happen in front of you like it's scripted almost, but it's not. While the game does suffer from slowdown issues, and even with like the expansion pack installed, it doesn't really matter. It's far and few that happens. Like I said, the soundtrack is great, and the racetracks are like pretty non-linear. For the most part, you can go off track at will. You can go any direction you want, but it's, you know, obviously you're gonna lose. But I did find myself one time going completely way out of the way, and I still ended up with like 2nd place. So it's a very fair game. You can use cheats for shortcuts, The cheats are funny because it's that typical standard, like put these cheats in the beginning of the game and you can unlock stuff. But I recommend just unlocking it by itself, because even though you are going to get frustrated, it is definitely another one of those one more time kind of games. And you do feel that progression, and it really adds to the game's entertainment. So you have to. I like the some of the power-ups. I think they're placed in weird areas, and I wish the durations of them were longer. But everything else is really tight and well-made as far as the mechanics, the gameplay, and the sound of the game. Most of all, I think this is the most advanced Road Rash title of them all. The developers have not made like one like this since. I don't even think there has been a new Road Rash since 64, except for some certain ports that made it to the DS. So, you know, this is by far the best Road Rash experience you're going to get, and one of the best racing titles. I'm glad everybody in the community voted on this. And thank you. This was my 2023 game of the year, believe it or not. So believe you me, try Road Rash 64. Try it with an actual N64 if you can, because a lot of this is using the controllers. The controllers mapped really well for that controller. And I know emulation for the 64 is really difficult. And I think trying to emulate this game really takes away from its experience. And I don't know if you'd have the same feelings I did. So grab yourself a copy or get yourself whatever, a flash cart and an N64 and play Road Rash 64. It is one of the best games on the system. A+. Thank you for being here for Backlog Eternal. The next episode we are going to do is on the game that everybody talks about and continues to talk about. And that's Dark Souls, which I will be playing and completing on the Xbox 360. I will see you next time, and do not judge a book by its grammar. Cut to me.
Steve, suck my wiener for a